Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was great. It was with Kristen Key, who I was on her podcast that she started when we all started sheltering in place in March, where she records for a half an hour and then cuts it down to 6 minutes because she writes a specific, dedicated Mad Lib for her guest. She loves really? Mad Libs.
Okay.
And so it's called Mad Mondays. And so we talked about the history of Mad Libs, which was fascinating. Came up during, I think she said it was the Steve Allen show. No, the Honeymooners.
Oh.
So two of the comedy writers, one of the writers walked by the other guy's desk and said, and the guy at the desk goes, "Hey, I need an adverb." And he needed an adverb for a sentence, and the guy just gave him an adverb. And it was it didn't make any sense. And they laughed and laughed.
And they were like, "This is a great game."
And then they tried to get it published, and they couldn't get it published because nobody was like, "Well, who's going to read this?" And they're like, "It's not a reading book. It's a fun, it's a fill in the..."
It's a fill in a blank book.
Never mind. And then they self-published.
Oh, nice.
And then they came up with the name of it. My favorite story of how they came up with the name of it was they were at Sardi's in the 50s.
Okay.
So probably having a corned beef. Who knows?
Sure.
And sitting at another table from them was an actor and an agent. And the actor was saying that he wanted to ad-lib his audition. He wanted to improv it, essentially, his audition. And the agent guy yelled at him, "You would be mad to ad lib." And they were like, "Oh my God, Mad Lib.
That's it." That's it.
and she had the greatest idea for, essentially, she started another podcast where it's an ad lib podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Mad Lib podcast, but she talks about the things that people like a dorkdom.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the show, she'll have them fill out a Mad Lib she's made for them.
Nice.
So that's an hour. Essentially, what she's done is she's taken the Dork Forest and turned it into something you could put on television. Good for her. Kristen Key is also a great comic, and everyone should go and find her.